श्रीमद् भागवतम 7941 एवं स्वकर्म पतितं भवत् वैतरण्याम् अन्योन्य जन्म मरणाशन भीत भीतं पश्यन् जनन् स्वपर विग्रह वैर मैत्रं हन्तेति पराचर पिप्रहि मूढमद्य. सो हियर प्रह्लाद महाराज इज कंटिन्यूइंग इन द दैनबोधिका मूड where he is expressing his fallen condition and thereby beseeching the Lord for assistance. And he is praying, My dear Lord, by my own karma, evam swakarma patitam bhavaitaranyam, by my own bad karma I have fallen into this material existence, this dreadful ocean of material existence. Anyonya janma maranashana bhita bhitam. So, again and again, I am going through the cycle of birth and death, and in between also, I have to survive, I have to eat abominable things. So he is referring here not just to the many lives in which we may have been beings like, say, pigs, where we ate abominable foodstuffs, but even the Rakshasas eat living people. That is cannibalism, that is outlawed according to human law. Bhita bhitam, and constantly we are in fear. Pashyan janam swapara vigraha vaira maitram. So, and when we are in this world, we always see everyone by a self-centric vision. If this person can do good for me, then that person is my friend. This person can harm me, then that person is my enemy. Para vigraha vaira maitram. So accordingly we live, and hanteti parachara piprahi moodhamadya. Hanteti. Alas, our condition is so fallen that we are caught up in the temporary dualities of material existence, not realizing our great predicament here. And piprihi means, my dear Lord, please save us. Moodhamadya, we are foolish. And beg the Lord, please save us, my dear Lord. So in this way, here Prahlad Maharaj is praying, based on an awareness of one's fallen condition, my dear Lord, please save me. So, in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj said how the senses are dragging one here and there. And now, he is saying that even when the senses are not dragging us directly, some people may say that, okay, my senses are controlled. But even if we are not in the danger of being dragged here and there by our senses, still we are in the danger of ultimately succumbing to old age, disease and death. And even before that, succumbing to attacks by other people. So this world is intrinsically a dangerous place. And the more we become aware of the dangerousness of this world, the more we become aware of the necessity of the saving grace of the Lord. So sometimes people feel that isn't dwelling on the miserable nature of material world pessimistic? Not necessarily. Actually, we see in this prayer very beautifully that initial pessimism leads to eventual optimism. So the initial pessimistic assessment of this world impels the seer to beg to God for shelter. And because, we will see in the future prayers also, because God is always supremely merciful, so we are reassured of the shelter. So, the difference between pessimism and devotional realism is that in pessimism, from beginning to end, one is just negative. Oh, there is misery, that things are going wrong, I am good for nothing. Whereas in devotional realism, there is a realistic assessment of the material world, that it is indeed a place of misery, but there is also the realistic understanding that God is merciful, and loving Him and serving Him is blissful. So, for a devotee, it is important that we do contemplate on the miseries of material existence so that we can feel the necessity to contemplate on Krishna. So it is not that we dwell only on the miseries of material existence and make ourselves miserable. Yes, we do think about the miseries of material existence whenever the thoughts of sense enjoyment, of enjoying in this world, start becoming overwhelming. At that time, when we are attracted to some good-looking form, we can think, oh, this is going to grow old. I am going to grow old. How much will I be able to enjoy? Why should I give up the eternal for the temporary? By thinking thus, we can cut down our infatuation with the temporary and increase our focus on the eternal and thereby progress steadily and swiftly towards attaining the eternal, that is Krishna's world of love. Thank you.